Guys, welcome to Let's Talk Millennial, and today we're going to talk about bipolar disorder. So this month I'll be discussing mental health issues, and another thing, I'll be doing a different thing this time round. So I'll mention it before this episode ends, and what I'd really love you, my audience, to do for me. So apart from that, thanks for the feedback that I get. Some of you sent their feedback addressing some of the things that I mentioned. Others say that it's very helpful, and I'm grateful for your feedback, guys. It always motivates me to do more research so that I can help you in the best way I know how. Another thing, guys, I would really love you to keep on supporting my podcast by clicking that support button so that I can be able to reach to you in a more effective way, and also get to support some of the people who really need this help, and connecting to them that require some funds that we can help them reach to that point where they really need that assistance. And without further ado, I'll take a short break and I'll be right back. So what is bipolar disorder? What do you understand when you hear the term bipolar disorder? So this is what I found out. Bipolar disorder is a mental illness marked by extreme shifts in mood. Symptoms can include an extreme elevated mood called mania. They can also include episodes of deep depression. Another thing is that bipolar is also known as bipolar disease or mania depression, that you should write it down. And so, people with bipolar disorder usually have a trouble managing. They are usually troubled whenever they are managing their everyday life tasks, either at school or work, or even maintaining their own relationships. So there is no cure. That's the unfortunate part. But there are many treatment options that are available to help you manage the symptoms. So in my next session, I'll be talking about bipolar facts. And I'm going to take a short break and I'll be right back. So in this session, I'm going to discuss about the bipolar facts and bipolar symptoms. So what are the facts that were found out by the researchers who did this research based on this disorder? So bipolar disorder isn't a rare brain disorder. In fact, 2.8% of adults, or about 5 million people, have been diagnosed with bipolar disorder. And the fact that really surprised me was this. The average age when people with bipolar disorder begin to show symptoms is 25 years old. Depression caused by bipolar disorder lasts at least 2 weeks. While for high mania episode can last for several days or even weeks. Okay, some people experience episodes of change in mood severally in a year, while others experience them only rarely. So here I will recommend you to go to www.healthline.com and get to know most of the facts about this disorder. So what are the bipolar disorder symptoms? So there are three main symptoms that occur with bipolar disorder, that is mania, hypomania, and depression. So while experiencing mania, a person with bipolar disorder may feel emotionally high. The feeling includes being excited, very impulsive, euphoric, and full of energy. Like, it's it's on an extreme level. So during many episodes, there are some involvement or some behaviors that can be noted, which include spending sprees, unprotected sex, and drug use. While in a hypomania, this one is generally associated with bipolar 2 disorder. It is similar to mania, but it is not as severe as mania. Unlike mania, hypomania may not result in any trouble at work, school, or in any social relationship. However, people with hypomania still notices changes in their moods. While in depression, when you're in this depression episode, there are some experiences that you may note, which include deep sadness, hopelessness, loss of energy, lack of interest in activities that you once enjoyed, period of too little or too much sleep, and suicidal thoughts. So it is not a rare condition. Though bipolar has been rated to be hard, especially when diagnosing it because of its varied symptoms. So I'm going to take another short break, and when I come back, I'll be talking about bipolar disorder symptoms in women and men. And we get to hear what are the things that I found out during my research. So, in this session, I'm going to talk about bipolar disorder in both bipolar disorder symptoms in both women and men. So, men and women are diagnosed with bipolar disorder in equal numbers. However, the main symptoms of the disorder may be different between the two genders. In many cases, a woman with bipolar disorder may be diagnosed later in life, in her 20s or 30s, may have milder episodes of mania, experience more depressive episodes than mania episodes, have four or more episodes of mania and depression in a year, which is called rapid cycling, experience other condition at the same time, including thyroid disease, obesity, anxiety disorders, and even migraines. Also, they may have a higher lifetime risk of alcohol use disorder. So women with bipolar disorder may also repulse more often. This is believed to be caused by hormonal changes related to menstruation, pregnancy, or menopause. If you are a woman and you think you may have bipolar disorder, it's important for you to get the facts. And I will also recommend you go and check out some of the facts, though in my other episode I will share some of the facts that you really need to know about bipolar disorder in women, especially to ladies and women like me. So, what are other bipolar disorder symptoms in men? Okay, men and women do experience common symptoms of bipolar disorder. However, men may experience symptoms differently from even women. So the man with bipolar disorder may be diagnosed earlier in life, experience more severe episodes, especially mania episodes, have substance abuse issues, and act out during manic episodes. So men with bipolar disorder are less likely than women to seek medical care on their own. So they are also more likely to die by suicidal. So this was a research I found out, but it's true. For my case, I know like my brother, he usually has an issue going to the hospital. I don't know why. Even that one, I saw it with my father and also my cousin. I don't know why they usually fear going to seek medical care. And if they do, they go by themselves. They don't want everybody to know. So I know it's an issue to men, but I encourage you to go and seek medical care, because this is very important for you to really understand whether if you have this bipolar disorder, and seek help immediately. So in my other session, I'll be mentioning some of the types of bipolar disorder, and I think I'll take a break from there. And in my other episode, I will mention what are the things that I'll be discussing in the other episode. So let me take another short break and I'll be right back. So there are types of bipolar disorder, which include bipolar 1, bipolar 2, and cyclothymia. So bipolar 1 is defined by the appearance of at least one manic episode. You may experience hypomanic or major depressive episode before and after the manic episode. So this bipolar type affects both genders equally. Bipolar 2. People with this bipolar type experience one major depressive episode that lasts at least 2 weeks. They also have at least one hypomanic episode that lasts about 4 days. And this bipolar disorder is thought to be more common in women. Cyclothymia. People with cyclothymia have episodes of hypomania and depression. These symptoms are shorter and less severe than the mania and depression caused by bipolar 1 and bipolar 2 disorder. Most people with this condition only experience a month or two at a time where their moods are stable. So when you're discussing your diagnosis, your doctor will be able to tell you what kind of a bipolar disorder you have. So it's good to have this information at hand before you go and seek medical assistance. But for any further information, it's good to go and get the information from your doctor. So in my next episode, episode 2 of bipolar disorder, I'll be talking bipolar disorder in children, teens. What are some of the symptoms that you really need to note in your children and your teens? And some of the diagnoses that you really need to know about bipolar. And get to know also the causes that may contribute to you discovering that you have bipolar disorder. So also in my first session, I said that I will mention something about what I want you to do as my audience. So I would really, there's a week that I will mention this date, that I will mention what I would really love you guys to do for me. But just a small information or a small tip that I want to share with you. I would really love you to record yourself and get to share with us your mental journey. What was the mental disease that you found out that you have? What are the things that you did concerning your mental health? And what are the measures that are really helping you to suppress this mental issue that you are suffering from? And I'll also share some of the link that you'll be sending to, so that I can receive your audio and get to share it through this media. Additionally, I would really love you to support my podcast by clicking the support button. And also you can donate any amount through my PayPal account, because I would really love to reach to so many people and also create awareness, because I learned that as much as we are talking about mental health, people are not digging deeper into explaining why it is so severe and it really needs to be treated as fast as possible. So with your funds, I'll be able to reach to those people who really need this assistance, where we can help them with funds so that they can go and seek this treatment. So I'm going to see you in my next episode, and it's a bye for me.